Oh, how wonderful it is to come in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you that we hit the throne of grace. Hallelujah, with boldness. Lord, thank you that we come singing and praising you this morning. And Lord, we're expecting only from you. And Lord, we know it's always good. We know that it's always profitable to our lives. Thank you, God, that the word of God never returns void. Lord, if there's a life in here that might be indifferent or that doesn't know you as Savior, right now, God, right now, let them call upon the name of the Lord and they shall be saved. Jesus, come into my life as my Savior. Lord, thank you for that life. Thank you that Christ lives in us. And Lord, thank you for that simplicity of salvation. And Lord, may we just glory more in the completeness of it today. God, how wonderful it is, the offering to us to be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh, what a rich life it is. Thank you, Lord, that we hope and abound in that hope this morning. God, wake us up to who we are in Christ. Lord, help us to be the mighty sons of God. Thank you, Lord, praising you and giving you the thanks for all things. Lord, grow us up in this great grace this morning. God, change us this morning. Transform our lives this morning. More of you and less of me. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor and the thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd open your Bibles this morning, we're going to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and we will read from verses 1 through 3. That again is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 through 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. I'd like to read it again with this translation here. Do we need to commend ourselves again, or do we need letters of recommendation from you? You yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on your hearts, to be known and read of all men. And ye show you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Praise be to God. Well, the Lord sure been chastening my life. And I thank God that by grace I'll endure as a son. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you to allow the Lord to deal with your heart this morning. Is it more important for you to make a mark in this world or for the Word of God to make a mark on you? Is it more important, brothers and sisters, for us to be an apostle known of men or an epistle read of men? I read this, and praise be to God, I'm encouraged. Really encouraged. Lord, your grace is sufficient to help me to deny self and to take up my cross and to follow you. Brothers and sisters, we talk a lot and hear a lot about a precious verse that says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to listen to this as well. Christ in you, the hope of glory, will never be until Christ in you is your only glory. Amen. Now, most men and women don't like to hear that. But I'm here to tell you the word of God. I want to be, praise God, a vessel that would withhold not anything good from you. So many want to be heard. Many say, oh, I've got something to say. But if it really is God's best, brothers and sisters, that we are after, we need to be still. We need to be quiet. And then you will know, and I will know, that He is God. And then, praise God, oh my, in that stillness, I will not be just an epistle heard of men. Oh no, I'll be an epistle read of men. That's a testimony, brothers and sisters, that only God and His grace can lay upon our hearts. A testimony of not in word only. I've met a lot of people, thanks be to God, that know a lot of Scripture. I haven't met very many that live it in deed and in truth. I want to live this word in deed and in truth. I don't want to just preach the word. I want to live the word in deed and in truth. I want the transformation of the will and the word of God in my life to be an evidence of the love of God and how it's changed me from glory to glory. That praise be to God that we become like Him. And I'll tell you one thing. The ones that the Lord has allowed my life to mark and to see that growth, there's one thing consistent about them. They love souls. They love Christ in people. They want Christ in people, but they sure rejoice for the life of Christ in anyone. And they know the potential that is there. They thank God for the life that now lives in that vessel. And there is an insatiable desire to encourage that life, to bring kindness and love to that life, to bring the word of His grace to that life. And to assist in any way possible, Lord, use me to plant and to water, to be a supplier of the word of Your grace, and Lord, to stand back and pray and watch God give the increase. Now, brothers and sisters, the Scripture tells us very clearly, He must increase and we must decrease. Amen? Amen. And we'll get along a lot better if that really transforms our lives. If that really becomes our lives, oh my, the fellowship in the heights of glory that He will take us. See, if really our quest is the mark for the prize, being found only in His righteousness, being as those four living ones in Revelation, there will be nothing remaining but like Him. All that will be left is Christ in you. The hope of glory. And brothers and sisters, this is far more than just being humble. And I mean that. I was thinking about this as the Lord was bringing this encouragement to my heart this week. You know, I appreciate, and I think we all appreciate, people that when they succeed, they don't try to hog all the glory. They don't like to take it all to themselves. But there is this humility that they credit others. You think about athletes who have had great success. You do love to hear to say, well, I thank my coach. I thank my team. I couldn't have ever done it without them. And I do appreciate. But I want us to know this. And I mean to really know this. The only humbleness that ever counts in any life is humbling yourself before God. You could bring in all the natural humility that you want, but it is nothing more than stinking self-righteousness and pride. If the humbleness is not unto God. Do you realize that? That's man's goodness. That's man's effort. There's no difference than that of Cain when he tried to bring something acceptable to God of his own works. No matter how hard he tried, no matter how hard he and much he sweat, no matter what anybody else said, Cain, wow, you really produced a lot of good stuff. It was nothing but filthy rags to God. He's only looking for His Son. God help us to recognize the beauty of the Lamb of God. and the beauty of the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord that it's all of Him. Yes, He lives in us, but I am so thankful to God that it is all of Him. It is all through Him. It's all because of Him. It's all due Him. Vessels to the praise and the glory of His grace. That, Lord, we are Your workmanship. Oh, in the hands, the grace, the love, the blood, the mercy poured forth that continues to pour forth to us. God, I know I'm not worthy. I know, wretched man, that I am. And praise God, it is in that realization that my heart just grows in thanks and appreciation and gratitude to Him, that it's because of the magnificent Lamb of God. Oh, I love Him for it. Now, I think we're talking about something that we could say by faith. Amen? Oh, by faith. Do you know that it's impossible to please God without faith? I think we should be awake to that. I think we should pay attention to that. Don't most people go to church because they want to please God? I'm sure they go for other reasons. But I think maybe for the most part, God, You're pleased. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You only please God one way, and that's by faith. I don't please God by showing up at church and saying, God, here I am. I please God by showing up at church and saying, oh, thank You, God, in Jesus' name, here You are. And You are the I am. And it was only Your grace that drew me through those doors, that sat me in that pew this morning, that caused a thankfulness to come forth from my life because of who You are. And I know what I am and how You love me. I just shake my head. But I look up and say, thank You, Jesus. Oh, God. But see, brothers and sisters, it's the Word of God. It's faith written in us that counts. By faith is by Jesus Christ. Faith is His precious workmanship. Again, we gather here today because of His grace. And we gather here by His grace for one purpose. And that's to hear the word of His grace. We know that God tells us throughout the scriptures over and over, the theme of the word of God for us is to grow up. Isn't that wonderful? To grow up. I thank the Lord that, again, even in nature, all of the types that we have, even in our families, we have these babies. I was thinking of sweet brother Ben, and there's his mom. She is so thankful to have that baby that God had given and graced her with. And thank the Lord that His faithfulness caused her to train him up in the way that he should go. And praise be to God. As much as she loved that baby, she would never change a thing. Lord, thank You for bringing forth a son and a maturing son of God. I don't magnify the vessel. It's just the treasure in you, son. Just like me. Just like anybody by God's grace that's growing up in the Lord. They don't do it by themselves. I didn't come out of my mom and say, okay, body, now let's grow up. You'd say, what kind of nut are you? You feed it, you nourish it, and it grows. And it grows because that's the intent of the life that God even gave us naturally. How much more spiritually? Here's your growth. Here's the word of God. This is forever. Forever. Think of the time we put on our own natural bodies. Oh my goodness, pretty much half of everybody's income anymore goes to how they look, how they feel. Come on now. Don't duck your heads out there. I'm right along with you. Huh? Got to get a bigger mirror in this house. I can't see that angle over there. Come on. Be better if you didn't see it, maybe. I don't know. But you think about these things. See, again, we're worshiping the creation far more than the Creator, aren't we? Shouldn't you be interested more in the forever than you are in a sense, the vapor? But it's the vapor, by God's grace, that determines all of the forever. We know that. And that's why it counts. That's why God says redeem the time. That's why God tells you exactly about your life. And yet, see, we think that our life is always something else. It's got to be over here or it's got to be over there. It's right here. This is your life. You live by faith. If you are a child of God this morning, I don't care what denomination, I don't care what church you attend, it does not matter. If you are a child of God, if you've accepted Christ Jesus as your Savior, here is your life. This is it. And God said, I would that all men be saved. He wants all men to know that this is their life. God so loved the world. Brother Kevin spoke of that yesterday in that sweet service that we had. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Yes. That whosoever, isn't that awesome? How wide is that? This wide. Drive the nails in my hand. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Man. And now he tells you so sweetly, in that moment of faith, your life naturally died at that moment. I'm dead, but yet I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith, here we go, of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I can't think of any more simple, direct, absolute instruction of love and your ears pinned back. Get it! Get it! I love you, honey. You've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You've got it all. Let me live. Let me do it. You are the lump of clay. I'm the potter. I will mold you and make you after my will. If you let me, be still and know that I am God. Now, I praise the Lord for this. Praise be to God. I thank the Lord that we're gathering here today for God's purpose. And God's purpose is all in his Son. And that purpose is that we finish with a full joy faith. Did you know that? A full joy. Not part, not a little bit. I thank God for any amount of Jesus you take because at least you got some joy. But how about a full joy? How about knowing, oh, the deep, the rich, deep things of God. The exceeding great and precious promises that are offered to you, brothers and sisters. Everybody likes a good mystery. I know there's a show that would catch anybody's attention in here. But how about the one reality of forever? Jesus Christ and his wife. Huh? Oh my goodness. Come on now. These are things that Lord help us to want. But I praise the Lord how he's protected his word. I praise the Lord how he's protected his word in this place. I thank God that this church, it's never been about anything but him. I know some places where they try to make it about the pastor. And I thank God this church has never been about the pastor, even though some would like to think so. It's the message. It's the message. It's the same precious message that we are preaching today that by his grace has always been here. Because the expectation has not changed. It is always and will be by his grace in the word of his grace. And I thank God for how it is evidenced. It's always evidenced. The flock. Let me tell you something. To whom much is given, much is required. Brothers and sisters, we're lights, and not only unto the world, but unto other Christians. I've had many other Christians, thanks be to God, that come to me. Man, what is that? As I was rejoicing the other day with you about that brother, and I mean, he, such a zeal for the Lord. But as we talk just for a moment, I'm thankful to God that my testimony is, is Jesus coming like in the next 5 minutes? Really? I want to live that way. I want to live that my lover is going to walk through the door any minute. No wonder most of God's precious people are unhappy. They're not looking for him. They're not loving his appearing. You wouldn't be happy either. When you are loving his appearing, when you're expecting his appearing, you can't help but be joyous. And when your thoughts are otherwise, I'm going to tell you something, you can't help but be miserable. It's the truth. And you know it. And it's the truth because it's the word that tells us so. Oh, we might be distracted and happy for a moment, caught in some stupid, worthless thing. And it can look really good to the world. We had a precious brother that told us for years, you could waste your life in the boardroom as a CEO just as much and easy as you could waste it with a bottle in your hand in a gutter. It's the truth. Didn't matter how you wasted it, you missed it. Missing it is missing it. But hitting that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, it's marvelous. It's wonderful. And that's what his precious message of love is to us. And you feed on this, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to tell you something. There will be a transformation in our hearts. The love of God will reign in you. You will want the things of God in your life. You'll want all men to be saved. Even that horrible boss. Come on. You'll begin to pray for all men. What do you think? I want everybody to be saved. I do. I know they're not going to be, but the Bible says it's not for me to determine. It's for me to pray about and to come to a full knowledge of the truth. Brothers and sisters, everybody sitting in this place is a who would have ever thunk. Who would ever thunk the likes of you would be sitting in here listening to this? Come on now. We're out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. We're out of every denomination that have come into this place. But it touched you. He's enlightened the eyes of your understanding to see the word of his grace. Isn't that awesome? And he wants this for everyone. It's so beautiful, this message of, honey, it's all yours. You have been born the little Lord of all. It says it so clearly, and once you see it, it's so beautiful. It's just like we rejoice. It's like the picture within the picture that I talk about all the time. All those shapes and colors that are on a picture, and there's a hidden picture in it. Might be a tree or a horse or a giraffe or whatever it is, and you can't see it as you're looking at it. It just looks like a bunch of shapes and colors, but then somebody points it out. Somebody points it out, called the Holy Ghost, that Jesus is going to have a wife. Man, it's there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's everywhere. I can't help but look at this beautiful portrait and see that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is not complete without his wife. And you know that. You do. You are so blessed. You are so graced. You didn't miss anything at Christmas, this Christmas. You're not lacking a thing. Do you realize that? Do you know how perfect God has situated your life? So perfect that you see this. And there couldn't have been any other way. You couldn't have come from any other set of parents or lack thereof. Any other college or lack thereof. Do you understand that? You had the perfect education. Every single one of us that see this, it's called the education at the well, sitting there with the Holy Ghost teaching you. You needed the right amount of smarts. Everybody in here got a different IQ. But I pray everybody in here got the same spiritual vision. Because it's only one mind that's going to see it, isn't it? Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it wonderful? See, that's the unity of the Spirit. That's the bond of his perfectness. That's why we don't compare ourselves amongst ourselves. There's nothing to compare. It's him. How could we? That'd be stupid. Well, I'm going to compare myself with myself. Well, I'm going to just sit here and do that. Well, I don't need to tell you anymore. And that's not even comparable to how stupid it is when we try to compare ourselves amongst ourselves. Oh, my goodness. He is so great. Epistles read of men are those that live a life full of faith. Yeah. Not a life full of head knowledge. No. Mm-mm. I'm thankful that ones know the scripture, because you have to know the scriptures. You do. To grow in that. To grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You do need to know the scriptures. Absolutely. This is our life. This is who we are. But brothers and sisters, I'm telling you something. But without faith, and I'm talking about the faith which worketh by love, I'll tell you, there will be no works of love in your life. It'll stop. It'll have only so far to go. That's the epistles read of men. That's how they knew that they were Christians. They came in there and they saw how they love one another. How they prayed for one another. How they helped one another. Yeah, thank God. And it was all in the scriptures. I thank the Lord for what went on yesterday. I thank God a couple, a sweet couple, and you pray for them. I thank God for the labor of love that went out through so many of the saints. Praise be to God. And that word will never return void. I pray that that couple will run to attain. But even if they don't, I know that by the grace of God, that word will never return void. Is there a time maybe in your life where you thought, well, I wonder if they're going to do this or they're going to do that? Are they just here for a moment? God help us to quit thinking. Huh? Oh, what did she come back in here for? What does she want now? I know who's looking for her, so I'll shut up. Huh? He's searching us, isn't he? True worshipers that worship him, not worship ourselves. See, that's what this is talking about. We need a lot of help, don't we? We're weak. But he's so strong. You magnify yourself in things that you believe are good in your life. You missed it. You even magnify the sufferings, brothers and sisters, that you're going through. And I do. There's some that kind of get after me for this. I love you. And I love you enough to tell you in the Word of God, don't do it. Don't know what else to tell you. My heart aches. I'm sorry. But I need to look into the Word of God just like you do. And I assure you, he wants you to see that it's just for a moment. Turn your eyes upon him. Turn your eyes upon the things that are unseen. And I'll assure you, you will be delivered from that. In that moment, yes, you will. And you'll begin to live rejoicing. You'll begin to leave that thought. You'll begin to take up that sweet cross and not just throw it on your back and say, oh, here we go, here we go. No, you'll take it. It's the most blessed, joyous, loving thing. You'll hold that cross so dear. It'll be the most embrace of a love that you'll ever have. I'm serious. That's where Paul's going when he said, oh, I glory in my infirmities. He wasn't nuts. He was, matter of fact, delirious of the love of God for Jesus. He knew that that's what was magnifying his precious Lord. See, brothers and sisters, he is our faith. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Do you get that? See, he does it in every Christian. All the faith that we got is because of him. Amen? All the faith you got today is because of him. We come in here and the only thing we encourage is, Lord, help me to have more faith. Increase my faith. The only problem is most people have a book that's written about as long as C-Spot Run. Thinking about one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. But how about the Encyclopedia Britannica? How about, Lord, author and finish in my life, oh, of faith, the whole counsel of God? Amen? Amen. Come on now. This is what it is. See, the Word of God, it testifies of God taking men and women just like you and me and writing the Word of God in them. Epistles read of men. It's exactly who our brothers and sisters are. Walking, living testimonies of the faithfulness of God. When by God's grace, we just take it. Epistles read of men are men and women that magnify God. They're men and women that magnify God's ability. They magnify God's grace. And they magnify God's promises. Do you know that? Oh, come on now, epistles read of men, some of the mightiest readings that I ever get is he will in no wise cast me out. I love that novel. It was written many times in this one right here. And you too. And praise be to God, he will never leave me nor forsake me. You see that one too? Huh? Yeah, come on now. Oh, and then praise the Lord. Oh, yes, and now by God's grace, I'm running. Running to win him. Oh, look at that one. The man I hope to be. Huh? They're all here, I pray. Do you see? Oh, and that's the beauty of it, brothers and sisters. We're one body. And if I really am reading it of your life, I'm reading it in me too. Him and me and I and him. Hmm? Oh, he's marvelous. I believe we're getting it. Christ Jesus, I'll close with this. A couple thoughts here I want you to think about. He was so encouraged, moved, magnified. When that soldier came to him and his dear friend, that soldier's friend was sick. Jesus was happy to go to his house to heal him. And he said, oh, Lord, just say it and it's so. He was just amazed. Magnified. And see, it wasn't that soldier that was magnifying his faith. No. It was so sweet, you could just hear, and it was oozing all over that epistle that was read. Oh, I'm just taking grace. Grace is right here before me. Just like the same grace that's here before us. It's the Word of God. I'm just taking that grace to believe you, I am, that nothing's hard for you. Just say it, and it's so. Huh? Oh, what an epistle read. Now, come on. And then finally, how sweet it is. I think of the likes of Moses. Think about David and Elijah, Peter, Paul, even Jesus himself. And I'm going to ask you a question. What did any one of them look like? Come on. Now, I know people say, well, I've seen a picture of Jesus. The only picture you've ever seen of Jesus is right here. That one that you see hanging all over the place, that beautiful one. As Brother Hill used to say, you take off the beard and it's got to be a woman. It says in the Word of God, there was no beauty that we would behold him. So any picture I'd ever see hanging on a wall of some beautiful man and they say, that's Jesus. No, that's not. It's not. And whether it is Moses or Peter or Elijah or whatever, you will not find a picture or a portrait of them. But you know, you think about, well, shoot, in those times, there was Socrates and Aristotle. Hundreds of busts of them. They know what they look like. Even in Moses' time, did you know that there's paintings of the pharaohs? Cleopatra. Even those busts of those golden masks, that was their face. But I thank God there was never a need for a portrait of any of those Bible greats, because again, it's right here. They all just look the same. They all just look like him. Isn't it wonderful? Huh? Oh, I want to please the Father. And I believe you want to please the Father. And there's only one way to please him, is to magnify the Son. Lord Jesus, help us to be, really, help us to be epistles read of men. Let's bow our heads this morning. Father, thank you again for, oh, how you deal with us as sons. And Lord, you're just after growth in our lives and to grow up into your Son in all things. Lord, thank you for the simplicity yet the depth that's always in your word. And Lord, help us to truly be still and just to know that you are God. Lord, help us truly, as your grace can only do, to deny self and take up that beautiful cross and to follow you. We thank you for the privilege, Lord, to see it. We thank you for the power, God, that we can live it. And we know it's all because of one thing, your Son's love for us. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.